This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Director, right?
Yes, good morning.
So thanks for coming in. Talk about what you've got, something special coming up.
Yeah, so we have a basketball clinic coming up end of June, early July. We have someone coming in from California to put together a competitive skills clinic for kids wanting to improve their basketball skills.
And why don't you introduce who it is, because we've got him on the phone as well.
Yeah, so we have Coach Miles. He was actually my skills coach back in college, and he's been traveling the world coaching basketball and other stuff. So, Coach Miles.
Hey, yeah.
Yes.
So, Coach, what can you tell us about your background?
Good morning. Well, I've been coaching for about 25 years. And like Coach Jen said, I coached her back in the day at the Mendocino College. And I've been doing my own thing as one basketball, traveling overseas and doing clinics for about 18 years on my own, but altogether about 30 with Basketball Jones.
And have you ever been up here to do one for the Y of Douglas County?
No, I have not. I was in Central Point one time, Oregon, and I did a little camp out there. But right that, but Oregon, no, just once.
So, Jen, how did you talk him into this?
I just hit him up and begged him. I said, I loved what you're doing, and I want you to come here. So,
and what age range are we talking about?
We have two different sessions. We're doing a younger kids from 7 to 12, and then we have an older kids session from 13 to 17.
And, Coach, what kinds of things are you going to cover during this?
I was always going to start with fundamentals, but we're going to do two-on-two, three-on-three. We're going to do all in progression leading up to five-on-five, defense, court awareness, and you know, talk about mental health and where you're at and everything. So it's mostly basketball IQ.
And, okay, so, Jen, how did you end up playing basketball?
Oh, man, I played sports all my life and just fell in love with basketball, so... yeah, played all the way through junior college in Mendocino, California.
And how long have you been at the Y?
I've been the sports director for about a year and a half now.
And had you done something similar before that?
No.
But how do you like it now?
I absolutely love it.
So what kinds of things does being sports director entail?
I get to play with kids and play sports pretty much every day of the week, so it's the best job.
So you get paid to play?
Yes.
Literally yeah. Paid to play. So, Coach, how long have you... Now, you mentioned you've been coaching for a long time. I imagine that you probably played for years as well.
Yes, sir. I played at Mendocino College, and then I played a year at UC Irvine. So, and, you know, we've been playing ever since. That's one of the best things about this game. Doesn't matter how old you are, you can play, you know, every day, early mornings with the gentlemen on Sundays or any chance you get.
And how often do you get out and play now?
Now, I probably shoot free throws, and I'm in the gym every day. I probably play about three times a week. Should be five, but three times a week's enough with all the coaching that I'm doing and working full-time. So.
And what do you like about working with kids?
I like, because I love the game. I like working with kids because when they learn something new, you see that light bulb come on. And it's one thing about basketball, it gives you that special confidence. You know, you get confidence about something and you grow. It helps you grow the camaraderie, the people that you meet. I would never met Coach Chien if it wasn't for basketball. I would never travel the world without basketball. So just it's a confident booster, and it's all about meeting and greeting and capitalizing on the opportunity when it comes.
So you talk about traveling the world. Where has basketball helped you to go?
We just got back from Portugal, China, Ireland, Philippines, Italy, Hungary, and Turkey.
Wow, and I've been lucky to get to Eugene. That's, Jen, that's pretty impressive resume there.
Yeah, yeah, he's a pretty awesome guy.
Man, so you go all over the place doing this. So, Jen, how do parents get their kids signed up for this?
Yeah, so you can go to Douglas County YMCA's website and register through the sports page, or you can check out our Instagram, or you can just simply come into the Y.
And is there kind of a limit about how many kids you can take?
Yeah, we're capping it. We have to cap it at about 30 kids for each age group, so we still have a few spots left.
And so obviously... kind of a special opportunity for parents to take advantage of the summer.
Oh, yeah. Get the summer started right.
So, Coach, of all the places you've traveled, what has been your – is there one that stands out as kind of a favorite coaching experience?
I love them all. They all had a different aspect. But I think China – we went to China 3 times. I think China has a spot, and even Hungary. I mean, we've even been to Brazil, too, but China's the spot for me.
And why? What was it about China?
It was just a – I mean, everywhere we went, people embrace you and everything. But the culture was great. The atmosphere was great. Everything was taken care of. I mean, you couldn't ask for anything more. You know, it was like a home away from home.
Wow. So it sounds like, Jen, you've got a big deal here.
Yeah.
That's great. So, again, tell people how to get signed up, how they do that.
Yep, so you can go to YMCA's website, click on the youth sports page, find the AS1 basketball clinic. You can come right into the Y and ask the front desk.
All right. Coach, anything else you want to say to encourage people to get their kids signed up?
Come out, see something new, do something new. We have new drills, you know, we have new games, and we're going to make it fun for the kids. And that's what it's all about, making it fun, leaving with a smile on your face, and a lot of high fives.
All right, Coach Miles Hayes joining us this morning. And, Jen, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, that wraps up the morning conversation, 8:38 at the Morning Report.